the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Those who
this day confused or in a dark place and do not think that you, they, have joy to offer, it is here. It is here to be shared. May you find Easter joy kindly offered on this day. C.S. Lewis talks a lot about joy. And he reminds us that joy, especially within the context of our spiritual lives, joy is very different from happiness or pleasure. It is a deeper experience, an experience of peace, of rightness, of fulfillment. We do well to remember that it isn't a sort of Pollyanna happiness. That is not what we are offered, and that is not what is expected. The Easter story that we celebrate today began on Thursday night when Jesus gathered together to share a meal with his followers. And the particular Easter story continues, passing through the cross. I still get emails from the Diocese of Chicago, and this past week, the Bishop of Chicago shared a reflection. And he said this, he said, "Many of you have heard my oft-repeated line in sermons. In baptism, we don't sign people with a smiley face. We sign them with the cross." It's not about a smiley face kind of happiness. The point of that quip, Bishop Lee continues, of course, is that Jesus never lies to us. And in holy baptism or in our spiritual lives, we do not lie to people. We tell them the truth. This is going to hurt. Living hurts. Anything worthy of being called love contains within it at least the possibility of pain, even agony. And the cross of Jesus reveals the truth of that, and it points to the unfathomable mystery that while there is no way around pain, terror, and death, there is no detour, there is no way to avoid pain, terror, and death. There is a way through those things. This is the heart of our celebration of the Lord's Passover this week. That the Lord has passed through pain, terror, and death to open up for us a journey through the trials of life to joy. The joy that is here, shared among us, is not dependent upon any particular doctrine or upon the status of anyone's belief. It is here in our shared experience. It is here made real among us. Over the years, we who are the church, we human beings who are the church, have sought words to describe this joy that we experience. Not to define it, but to describe this joy we experience. Some of those words actually were found in the Good Friday service, where we proclaimed that things which were cast down are being raised up, and things which had grown old are being made new. Easter joy affirms our experience that life is stronger than death, that good is victorious over evil, and that hope conquers despair. And Easter joy, this Easter joy that is ours today, can also be described by the experience that God is present and dances and sings in our midst. that God is present to inspire and to share our joy with us here today, dancing and singing in our midst. In the gospel reading that we heard this morning, particularly the second portion of it, which focuses on Mary, she is initially bereft, lost in grief, forlorn, and confused. Then Jesus calls her by name, Mary. And as she recognizes Jesus' presence with her, she is filled with joy. And it takes a moment or two and a nudge from Jesus. But what does she do next? She runs to share her joy with the others. We are here to share